You're listening to SBS News.
Like many farmers, Stuart Austin is well aware of the impacts of global warming. In fact, he says he's living it. In 2019, after weathering 2 years of severe drought, an intense bushfire tore through his property.
Where we are outside Ebor in northern New South Wales, fires here really are a 1 in 100 year event. And lo and behold, September 2019, more than half this farm was burnt in those horrific fires. So that was, it's a real, not so much an awakening, but a point of recognition that, yes, our climate is changing quite significantly, and we're feeling the full effects of it.
Mr. Austin runs Wilmot Cattle, a beef farming company that spans three properties across northwest New South Wales. Scientists have long warned the livestock industry is putting the planet at risk, but the father of three is hoping to become part of the climate solution. In recent years, Mr. Austin has transformed his grazing practices. The result, he says, is a carbon-positive cattle farm.
We're actually sequestering 4 or 5 times as much carbon in our soils as we're emitting from our animals.
Carbon sequestration involves taking carbon out of the atmosphere and storing it in the land. The growth in soil carbon, measured annually at the same sites since 2012 when they were 2.3%, is attributed to the grazing system implemented on each farm. Mr. Austin's grazing system involves running a small number of large herds moved frequently in an intensive grazing system, with long resting periods for pastures. He says the system integrates extensive water infrastructure, movable hot wires, and multi-species forage crops and perennial pastures that provide year-round ground cover and yield a consistent 1 kilogram per day weight gain for cattle.
For example, it grows once, it takes a very long time to grow, it sequesters CO2 out of the atmosphere. Through that time, we can do that a lot faster with grass. And so that's where, again, if you think about the grasslands across Australia, we have a massive opportunity there through a shifting grazing management and how we manage that landscape to keep priming that pump, keep restarting that process of photosynthesis, and keep pumping more sugars and more carbon into our soils.
The practice is being touted as one way to help tackle climate change in an industry under increasing scrutiny. Almost half of Australia's annual methane emissions come from agriculture, the vast majority from the livestock sector. But Managing Director of Meat and Livestock Australia, Jason Strong, says farming red meat can be environmentally sustainable.
It's investment in things like feed additives, genetics, and things like pastures and forages, and how all of those things interact in reducing emissions, but then also capturing carbon that's already in the system.
In 2017, the industry set the ambitious target of becoming carbon neutral by 2030, meaning that by the end of the decade, Australian beef, sheep and goat production would make no net release of greenhouse gas emissions into the atmosphere. The Climate Council's Professor Leslie Hughes says that goal will be particularly challenging to achieve.
Given the importance of livestock exports to the Australian economy, and given the fact that cows and sheep emit lots of methane, and their waste and land clearing for beef production also contributes to emissions. So it's a pretty challenging task for that particular industry to get to net zero.
But the industry insists progress is being made. It says red meat production is responsible for roughly 10% of Australia's greenhouse gas emissions. That's down from 21% in 2005. And there are promising signs for the future. Dr. Michael Battaglia, a research director in sustainability at the CSIRO, has been working with the sector to come up with solutions. One involves feeding cows a seaweed supplement.
In terms of livestock feed supplements, we've come up with the Asparagopsis seaweed that we know in trials can reduce livestock methane when fed as part of their diet by more than 80%.
Around 12 months ago, South Australian-based company CH4 Global was granted a licence to commercialise the seaweed supplement. The demand is there, the company's general manager Adam Main says, but the challenge is how to increase production.
So we have tremendous interest coming in from members of the Meat and Livestock Australia, from dairy, from small-scale Wagyu beef producers right through to some of the big feedlots. There's a tremendous amount of demand, and at the moment the pressure's on us to try and meet that demand, which is a really good place to be at the moment. So there's 1.5 billion cows on the planet. I will not be feeding seaweed to 1.5 billion cows in a year's time or 2 years' time.
But the company is hopeful that by 2022, Australian beef and dairy producers will have adequate access to the supplement. A small but significant step towards solving a big issue. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.